Take yourself back to 1971 and 1972 when the old cathedrals were still there with the beautiful high altars and the communion rails and all that stuff. You've never been into a traditional Catholic church. You've never seen beauty inside of a building. Or let me put it to you, you haven't seen that kind of beauty. And it is beautiful. It's remarkable it's so beautiful. What happened? I asked David this question one time. I said, what did the people do in 1971 and 1972 when the revolutionistas came into their beautiful churches with sledgehammers, jackhammers, saws, chainsaws, mauls, you name it, wrecking balls, and destroyed, profaned the beautiful high altars, took the communion rails out, and the revolution to destroy the good, the true, and the beautiful that was inside was on. What did the revolutionistas do? They had to have known. They had to have seen it. Couldn't it just happened in absentia? You know, the wrecking ball fairy didn't come by and reap all this destruction on these churches. So who was it done by? I'm to understand that most of it was done by parishioners. That not only did they know about it, they helped. These same revolutionaries, attacking the good, the true, and the beautiful of the Mass. I'm not going to say the old Mass. It's the Mass. T-H, capital T. What do? They participated in it. And then they said, hey, man, you can have it your way now, baby. Oh, no, you're fasting before God, please. Mitter parishioner, please. Confession once a week or month. Ah, I ain't going to do any of that. I'm going to face you. And by the by, one more thing about this. As I understand it, the Eucharistic minister, do you know why they had that position? It was for a special occasion. It was for, like, when they say, okay, Pope John Paul II, you're going to go to New Orleans, for example. You're going to give that mass out at City Park. I mean, at the lakefront, right, where you give that mass. And he gave one in Denver at Mile High Stadium. There's going to be 80,000 people there. The Holy Father can't custodia adamantum eternum, my man. He can't handle 80,000 hosts. What are you going to do? They were appointed for that event, not for all events. Put that one in your pipe and smoke it. So anyway, let me get back to my point. And this priest resigning.
Abuses, dude.
Yeah, because 8-year-olds, dude. Because a bunch of people resigned from this parish over his orthodoxy, and that's what it was. Let me just put this all into perspective. Where did the revolutionaries that participated in the axing of the communion rails and the high altars, where did they go? Well, many of them are still alive. They're still there. My take on this story of Father Real is that these are the people that participated in the revolution. And they're like, hey, you ain't coming in here and undoing our revolution. We like it. Hey, we like it the way we like it right now, pal.
Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your
not your way, Father Real. Get real.
May I help you, sir?
Two whoppers.
All right.